God makes everything glorious. You are His. What does that make you?
Glorious.
Amen. Amen. We need to believe that and walk it out. I want to ask the coffees. I know I've seen there they are. Snuck up on me. Devin and Renee Coffee come this morning to join our church. Woohoo! Did you know that in church you can say, woohoo? Did you know that? It's okay. It's okay. So, Devin and Renee, we are glad that you are here. We ask you now, you have both accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've both been baptized. We had a chance to visit and hear about y'all's journey. It's exciting. Glad that you are coming here. Is Jesus Christ still your Lord and Savior? Will you be loyal to this church with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness? Amen. How about you, church? Do you renew your vows as well? Amen. Amen. We will. We welcome this new family. Glad that you're here. Y'all can be seated. We invite the children to come and join Miss Carlene up front.
How's everybody this morning? How's everybody this morning?
Good.
All right. Want to make sure you're awake. Are you awake this morning?
No?
Okay. All right. So I have a question this morning. Have you ever played the game Follow the Leader?
Yes,
you have. So I've played the game. I played the game when I was about your age. My kids have played the game. And do we play it at church sometimes? Yeah. Do you think your mom and dads have played Follow the Leader?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a game that's been around for a long, long time. It is played all over the world by kids everywhere, and probably adults too. Did you know that? So it's a game you can play wherever you're at. It's pretty easy. So how do you play Follow the Leader? Very good. You have a leader and you follow them, right? All right. So what are some things that you might do? What are some things that the leader might tell you to do? Maybe, okay, go ahead. Follow him, but like maybe.
Copy
what they say. That's right. So how about climbing over a fence? Maybe.
Yeah.
How about crawling on the ground?
No.
Jumping? Turning in circles? Acting like a monkey?
No.
Now?
Yeah.
That leader can tell you to do lots of fun things. And as you follow the leader, you do what the leader tells you to do, right? It's kind of like Simon Says. That's right. But to follow the leader, you don't have to say Simon Says, right? You just do what the leader tells you to do. So every day, whether you're at home, school, church, maybe at gymnastics or baseball or whatever you're doing, do you know that you're following leaders?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a leader when you go to school?
Yeah.
Sit right there. Yeah, you have a teacher. Does your teacher tell you what to do?
Yeah.
Do you follow her directions?
Yeah.
Okay, how about at home? Do you have moms and dads and grandparents to tell you what to do?
Yeah.
Do you follow their directions?
Sometimes.
That's right. Okay. Every day we need to follow our leaders. Do you know in the Bible, Jesus' disciples followed their leader? Did you know that? One day Jesus was walking along the seashore and he saw two fishermen, Peter and Andrew, and they were throwing their fishing nets into the sea. And Jesus called out to them and he said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." The Bible tells us that they laid down their nets and they followed Jesus. Did they play the game right? Did they follow Jesus? That's right. Well, Jesus went a little bit further down the road and he saw two more men. He saw James and John sitting in their boat, mending their fishing nets and talking. And you know what Jesus said to them? He said, "Come, follow me." And what do you think James and John did? They followed. They got out of the boat and they left everything. Is Jesus a good leader to follow? You think he's going to tell us always good things to do?
Yes.
Is he ever going to do us anything wrong to do?
No.
Is he a good leader that we need to follow every day? Yes. Do we always follow Jesus every day? No. Definitely not. That's right. You know, Jesus was the leader and these men followed him. And every day we can choose to follow Jesus and do what he asks us to do because he tells us to come follow him. So do you want to be a follower of Jesus? Raise your hand. All right, that's right. So Jesus is our greatest leader, and he's going to lead us in the right direction and do the things that are right and true and pleasing to him. So let's follow Jesus this week, okay? Not just this week, but every day. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. We make mistakes all the time, but does Jesus, do we keep following Jesus? Yes, we do. That's right. So we keep following Jesus. Whether we make mistakes or not, we still follow Jesus every day, okay? All right, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you that you are our leader and that we can follow you and that you will lead us and guide us in the way that is true and right. And we thank you for all these boys and girls and their family. Bless our time in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go this way.
Good morning, church. Good to see you this morning. Good to have our online community join us in worship today. If you want to register your attendance at some point today, that would be helpful. Just a couple of, excuse me, that beautiful dust storm yesterday just really just, I rinsed my mouth out this morning. I'm not going to tell you the color of the water that came out of my mouth, but where was I? Oh, dust storm, yeah, don't. Tonight, 6 p.m. at New Hope Church is our annual Exalt service that's sponsored by One Kingdom, and New Hope Church will host that tonight at 6 p.m. That usually lasts about an hour and a half. Great time for the body of Christ to come together and worship the Lord, so tonight at 6 p.m. And then tomorrow at noon, we're going to have another prayer time. Jeff will speak to that during his sermon, but that'll run from noon to 1. We had a pretty sweet time last Monday, so we're going to do that again tomorrow. And also next Sunday is Communion Sunday, and if you want to participate that, if you're at home, you can come this week sometime and pick up elements, and we will have those at the church office from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Thursday. So come pick up the elements as we celebrate communion together next Sunday. So let's stand and recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. I wanted to remind you that word Catholic means universal. I was seeking the Lord this morning about our prayer time, and I don't always get it right, and I may not get it right this morning, but I really sense that the Lord wants to remind us to fix our gaze upwards. You know, Scripture encourages us to set our mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, not on the things of this world. We're told in Scripture, encouraged in Scripture, to take every thought captive those are good thoughts and not so good thoughts. Every one of them we're encouraged to take captive, which for me that means we need to just grab a hold of it and make a decision whether we're going to entertain that thought or we're going to dismiss that thought. And we have the ability to do that because we have the mind of Christ. One other scripture that'll kind of help us, maybe if there's some of us struggling with fixing our gaze upwards. And this is from the New Living Translation, which I'm starting to kind of warm up to. I'm more of a purist when it comes to scripture. I'm a New American Standard boy, have been for a long time, and I just need to get over that, to be honest. New Living says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. You know, we can think otherwise and find ourselves a mess. So I think God wants us to maybe redirect our gaze this morning if we're gazing at our culture. If your day, the joy or lack of joy of your day depends on how many coronavirus cases are new in Abilene, Texas, you need to redirect your gaze. If your day hinges on how the stock market does, you need to redirect your gaze. And I think for all of us, especially during the difficulty of this time, my goodness, if we look more upward than outward, I think God would be more honored. We'd have more fulfillment in our lives, more joy in our lives. So I want to pray into that this morning. So join me as I pray. Father, I thank you that we have the mind of Christ. And Lord, I thank you that we have the ability. We have the ability to think righteous thoughts. We have the ability to think on thoughts that are pure and honorable. And Father, there are so many voices out there that are competing for our attention. And God, without the mind of Christ, we would be helpless in regard to that. So, Lord, there may be some here this morning, some online, God, that have really struggled with their thought life. Not impure thoughts, nothing like that, but just thoughts of the day. What are we going to dwell on? What thoughts are we going to entertain? Are we going to believe what your word says, God, or are we going to believe what the news media says? And so, Father, we can't do this without the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, would you get involved in this process? Would you help us this morning? Would you remind us, would you convict us when we're looking more outward than upward? Oh, Father, I just thank you for allowing us to worship this morning. And, Lord, I pray for continued good health in this house. Lord, just protect us from the virus as we gather together. God, you want your people together, I believe. Hebrews encourages us not to forsake the assembling together, and that could be online as well. But there's just something about body presence in your presence. And so, Lord, would you protect us and give us wisdom as we move forward? Oh, Father, I'm grateful that nothing can separate us from your love. And as Jeff preaches that this morning, Lord, I just pray that that resonate with us deeply. And Lord, I pray against what the enemy will try to do to rob that word that you want to plant in our hearts this morning. So I pray for divine holy protection for us as we sit under the word. God, as we continue to worship you, Lord, we just want to honor your holy name. We just want to bless your heart this morning. Receive our praises, oh God. Receive our praises. And we thank you again for this time, and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. we continue to worship. If you have an offering you want to give this morning, the plates are on our altar table. You can also give online. And thank you, church, so much for your faithfulness.
Last week and just fell in love with it. Man, just some time for you and Jesus this morning. Is that okay? Thank you.
Well, good morning again. You feel God's presence this morning? I pray that you do. I want to welcome our members, but also welcome our guests. If you are with us this morning as our guest, we are especially glad that you're here and would love to meet you. I'll be out at the end of the foyer down at this end after church and would love to meet you, have an have a gift for you, a free gift for you. And also, as Billy mentioned, I'd like to invite our members and our guests to register. You can do that through our Wiley Methodist app. And if also, I just want to tell you, if you're not on our email list, we do a lot of communication through email. If you can do that through the registration on the app, but also you can just hand me a piece of paper and I'll get you added to the email as well. Turn with me to, if you would, to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Where are y'all at in Romans? Where are you at? Where are y'all at in Romans? 14. So y'all have been through this recently? Romans chapter 8. So I may get some of y'all to come up and help me this morning. Beginning in verse 18. This is the Apostle Paul speaking, is in this letter to the church in Rome. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. Does anybody want to say an amen to that? Verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. What shall we say then? Verse 31. What shall we say then in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We have invited you. We ask you now to speak in power and authority. Transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. I know we've got a few that have done some ranching in here. Anybody bold enough? Any ranchers? Raise your hand. Some of you. Come on, Danny. I know you're back there. I know Jackie back there. Some of y'all have been ranchers. But here in this part of the country, I guess in the United States of America, when you have land and we fence it, that's how we keep our livestock in, yes? We put a fence around. Well, did you know that they don't do that in Australia? I just like last week you learned about why Jumping Jehoshaphat was called Jumping Jehoshaphat. I'm just here to fill you with vast knowledge. In Australia, they don't have fences. The landowners, their land is so vast. Here's how they keep their livestock. They dig a well. They dig a well, and they get nice fresh water in the livestock. They introduce that water to the livestock, and guess what? The livestock don't wander far. Anybody, is this on? When they don't wander far from the water. We're going to complete our sermon series this morning, In God We Trust. In God We Trust. And today's message is, Who Shall Separate Us? I've spent a few weeks, if we don't understand the challenges we face in our nation, in our world, we're sleeping. I mean, I don't think I need to continue to highlight what's going on. I've told you that I've taken a several month hiatus from the news. I read headlines and I try to kind of keep up with what's going on, but it's just exhausting to me to even listen to that stuff. I'm on some Christian emails. I get some Christian emails with some different articles and stuff, and I read those, and they kind of keep me abreast. And man, it's just there's stuff, lots and lots of stuff. It's exhausting. But so today's message, I want to focus more on our response as Christians. How do we, what do we do with this? And the first thing, and I actually ran across this, is Donna's not here this morning. I would give her credit. Number one point I want to make this morning is there is a no-problem-free life this side of eternity. I ran across one of our members, Donna Jackson. Tell Donna, I'm reading one of her posts this morning. Jesus Calling, many of you read the devotional Jesus Calling, yes? Several of you. Well, this was on January the 26th. What day was that? Wednesday, was that? 26th. Are y'all awake out there? I'm not even getting head bobs. I mean, you know. Anyway, January the 26th of Jesus Calling. This was the devotional. I'm just going to read a couple of paragraphs here. This is what the devotional said. Give up the illusion that you deserve a problem-free life. God never promised that. The Bible doesn't promise that. But we somehow are surprised when problems come our way. Part of you is still hungering for the resolution of all difficulties. This is a false hope. As I told my disciples, in the world you will have trouble. Link your hope not to problem solving in this life, but to the promise of an eternity of problem-free life in heaven. And Billy's prayer this morning was beautiful in that, redirecting our gaze. I love that. Instead of seeking perfection in this fallen world, pour your energy into seeking me. Redirect your gaze. The perfect one. It is possible to enjoy me and glorify me in the midst of adverse circumstances. Hello. Are we listening? In fact, my light shines most brightly through believers who trust me in the dark. That kind of trust is supernatural, a production of my indwelling spirit. When things seem all wrong, trust me anyway. I am much less interested in right circumstances than in right responses to whatever comes your way. Man, I don't know about you, but that was water to my soul right now. When I read that, I was like, man, that's it. Paul, in the verse we just read, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword or danger or coronavirus or political strife or corrupt media or, I mean, we've got quite a list, don't we? He's saying that there's something else. Keep your eye on something else, which leads me to my second point. No struggle is bigger than our God. None of this that's going on has surprised God. It may have surprised me, maybe some of you. But there is nothing we face that is bigger than our God. In fact, Paul says it this way, if God is for us, who can be against us? If we've got that relationship with Jesus Christ, who can be against that? Who can be stronger than that? We are more than conquerors, Paul says, through him who loved us. And that's that through him who loved us is important for us to remember, that when our strength is found in him, we are more than conquerors. When we try to fight these things in the flesh, we generally fail. No struggle is bigger than our God. And thirdly, God loves you and is at work in your life, so never give up. Yeah. Like I said, this is exhausting. I've told a couple of people that, you know, the last several weeks, sermon prep has been exhausting for me. You gotta hash through all this stuff, and you gotta try to hear from the Lord, and he's like, you gotta set aside your personal struggles and feelings, and try to set aside that so you can hear what God would have me share with you guys. It's exhausting. But he's at work, and he's asking us to never give up. He's saying, press on, stay the course, keep your eye fixed on the prize. And the prize, quite frankly, is Jesus. Paul says it this way, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So there's this, it's not like everything, that doesn't mean everything's going to be hunky-dory, everything's going to be just fine and dandy, and we're not going to have any struggles. No, it's like keep your eyes fixed on him, keep your gaze on him, as Billy put it, and he is at work, and good things are going to come of it. In all honesty, and I shared this a few weeks ago, sometimes when I'm in the flesh, I'm thinking, man, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. We're a mess. But I said a few weeks ago that when Moses stood with his back to the Red Sea and saw the Egyptians charging, it looked pretty hopeless. When they threw David in the lion's den, it looked pretty hopeless. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they're in the fiery furnace, it looked pretty hopeless. That's when God does his best stuff. So, man, he's calling us because he loves us and because he's at work. His work is not finished. He's saying, stay the course. Never give up. Press into me. Put your gaze on me. I hadn't watched this movie in several years, but I was drawn back to it as I was thinking through all of this. Facing the Giants, anybody watched Facing the Giants? It's been around for several years. It's about a football coach and his struggle with his team and his relationship with the Lord and so on and so forth. It's definitely highly something I would highly recommend that you watch. There's a scene in there that I think is relevant to us. As I said, I don't know if anybody else is feeling what I'm feeling, but just the enormity and the fatigue of it all. It's like every time I read something that's some crazy stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to go there, but when I read that boys get to go in girls' bathrooms, and when I read that boys get to compete against girls in athletics and stuff, I'm just like, my head just wants to explode, and I'm just fatigued with it all. And half of our nation seems to think that all that stuff is good and righteous, and I just get tired. Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Watch this scene from Facing the Giants. It's a few minutes. Watch this scene, and I'll talk some more.
It's not even funny, dude.
Oh, it is. So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I don't want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left.
I bet he
does. There you go. Show me good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
I'm out of the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. No, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. I'm just resting a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm about out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
Ours are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
It's not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best. Don't quit! No! Keep going! Keep going! Keep going! Don't quit! Don't quit! Don't quit! Brock Kelly, you don't quit! Keep going! Keep going! Go, Brock Kelly! You don't quit on me! No! You keep going! You keep going! Go, Brock! 10 more steps! 10 more! 10 more! 10 more! Keep going! Don't quit! Give me your heart! You can! You can! 5 more! 5 more! Come on, Brock! Come on! Don't quit! Don't quit! Come on, Brock! 2 more! 1 more!
It's gotta be 50. It's gotta be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Oh, tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field on your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Coach?
What is it, Jeremy?
I weigh 160.
I'm sure they lined up for the next one. It hurts. Don't quit. Keep going. Give me your best. I need you. I don't know if that's resonating with you, but that's resonating with me. The Lord would be saying that to me. Don't quit. Keep your gaze on me. Keep going. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And church, we have what the world needs. Jesus. And if we quit, if we give up, or if we turn to the anger and the frustration that we may be feeling and we begin to respond in that way, we're good for nothing. We're certainly not good for the gospel. And let me tell you, that is an ongoing battle that rages in me, just keeping my gaze upon Jesus in these times. It's the only answer. It is the perfect answer for a hurting world. The darker that it gets, the brighter our lights can shine. If you would just bow your head with me. Father, I don't know if anybody else, Father, is in the same boat I'm in, but I confess to you that it hurts. I don't know if I can go on, but I hear you saying, don't quit. Seek me. Don't stray from me. I am the living water. Father, help us to keep our eyes on you, to give you our very best. Recognize that you are bigger than anything we face, and that your love for us is deep and incredible. It's endless. Empower us by your Spirit, and we set our flesh aside. May we walk out in your power. May we be salt and light. May we be good news. May we point people to you. Re-energize us, O Lord. Not just us in this room, in this church, but Father, the body of Christ across our nation, across our world. Breathe the power of your Spirit in us. May your kingdom come and your will be done in us, in this church, in our city, in our state, in our nation, and in the world. In the powerful name of Jesus, we rise as you're able as we close today. I want to remind you that next week we will have the Lord's Supper, communion. If you would like some elements to partake in that at home, come to the office this week. And also remind you of the Exalt service tonight. It'll also be live streamed through the One Kingdom Facebook app and also our Monday prayer tomorrow at noon.
Darkest night.
About you, but all my life he's been faithful, and he is faithful now. He will not fail us. God is good. His mercy endures forever. Go and tell someone. We are dismissed. God bless you.
All my life you have been faithful.
This is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wylie United Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message today from God's Word. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that He loves you. And if you want to make Him your Lord and Savior, you can say this simple prayer with me. Father, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask you to wash me as white as snow. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, I want to first of all congratulate you and celebrate with you. I want to ask you to do four things. First of all, share that decision with a member of the clergy. Don't try to walk this journey alone. And secondly, I want you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set us the example by being baptized himself, and he said that we should do that as well. And then thirdly, I want to ask you to find a Bible-believing church and a Bible-preaching church and become a part of that. We are better together than we are alone. And then finally, I want you to get into God's Word. The book of John, the Gospel of John, is a great place to start. And not because it makes us a better person, but because there's life. It is a living Word, and there's life in God's Word. If you have any questions, you can also email me at jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.